And we are rolling. Welcome everybody to the Brown Lounge.
Hello.
You all well? Everyone good?
Yeah, good.
All
man.
Good.
Are you?
All good.
I know that's your default answer, but are you, Kedge? Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. I'm okay. I had to go.
Banda to banda. You know, checking in on a bro.
Yeah, no. Like, so I'm getting closer to the half marathon. I went on a big run yesterday, and it kind of just, you know, it really hits you when you start hitting 12 miles. Your legs start going a little bit jelly.
Yeah. Woo. What does it remind you of when you first fell in love? When you first saw 12 miles. Gareth Bale.
Running 12 miles reminds you, basically you think of everything that's happened to you in your life.
They say that mentally it's a big thing, isn't it? Because your head, you've got to have your head focused for all that time.
When is this, Kedge? When is
this? 2 weeks, the 7th of April.
Oh. I sponsored Sunday.
Oh, did you? Thank you. There's a couple of people who've already started. It's been trickling through. Mm. So I'm just, you know, I will go hard on it. But yeah, it is available.
What's the next one? Ahmedabad half marathon.
Whoa.
You know what? My cousin goes, Kedge, why don't we do the India marathon? I'm like, but you know, that's a whole new discipline.
Bro,
to run in that heat.
Yeah. No, forget the heat. Cars just about work there.
Your shoes don't work there.
Your shoes ain't going to work there.
Forget the
running flip flops.
Everything's going to be reworking. But this is exciting. Well done. Thank you. Keep up the train.
Got to keep going.
And what are you saying, Zach?
Right? Good. Do you know what? It's since I saw Kedge posting about his half marathon, I was like, oh, I need to do the walk this.
Oh, yeah, you do, Zach. Every year, you've got to keep doing it.
Do you know what? Luck a la loop.
You missed it.
I've got a wedding on that date this year. And I was just like, I was looking at my calendar. I was like, oh man, like, I can't do it. This would have been the third or fourth year. I can't do it. But there's other things happening. And I thought I might do that one instead.
Oh, okay.
There's one I saw. And this was quite interesting. You walk from like Fulham to like Bermondsey, just crossing all the bridges.
You go up and down the bridges?
Up and down the bridges.
Okay.
And that's like half a marathon. It was. It worked out to me. Yeah.
I was going to say,
that's a fun one.
Yeah, I might do that.
Back and forth on that.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm not taking on no challenges.
That's good.
I want to keep
it quite
mellow.
No, but your challenge, hold on. You announced a few weeks back that you are going to be more flexible this year.
Yeah, I have been working
on
that.
How is that challenge?
I haven't looked. There's my foam roller on the floor over there, which I use.
Yeah.
And where we are filming, recording right now.
It looks like it hasn't been used, to be
fair.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that hasn't been used.
Hidden away.
No, it's there.
Sorry, but how does a foam roller help you?
It's like a Berliner for your legs.
Right.
That's exactly how I
No, but what's the actual exercise that you're doing?
No,
that's just rolling your jitter on.
Mind your body.
Yeah.
I'm like that.
Wiggle your belly.
No, but that doesn't make you flexible, Tommy.
No, what you have to do...
do you mean? You can't before, just because you're rolling your bum on a thing.
No. Because...
How is that? He sat with it.
Am I missing? Have I been doing the wrong exercise all this time? And all I had to do was roll my bum on a football.
Yeah. And sometimes I even do that with my fists at the same time, just to kind of get into it.
Okay.
But no, I'll tell you what it is. Because I'm a Buddha, right? You can't just stretch an old bit of leather, right? You got to get it.
But Tommy, that you got to do more than that.
No, of course I do. That, bro, that's the...
That's nothing.
I'll tell you what that is. No, tell you what. That's the little papri chaat cone outside.
Right.
In terms of the wedding menu, right?
Yeah.
In terms of that's how I start. Okay. Belna.
Yeah.
Belna on the leg.
Just to loosen it.
What's the main course thing?
Yeah, what's the main course?
Get us onto the main course.
Then you can start stretching, right?
Okay. So that's the starter.
Yeah, but actually, I don't do any of that until I've been on my cross trainer, which is just behind the camera, right? So I do the cross trainer first because it's like, that's my body squeaking. That loosens me up.
Surely you need to do a little bit of stretching before you get on
the cross. No, not that, because there's no impact. That warms me up.
But I haven't heard anything which is now helping your flexibility.
I'm saying is, I feel like I'm getting hot. Like I'm
no, because this, I am now taking this upon myself and my responsibility to help.
Can
you
bend him over?
Who? No, not right now.
No, Ked, you bend him over.
Yeah, I have to.
I think you might have to.
I might have to.
No,
so make him flexible.
Listen, what I'm saying is, I'm warming up. I'm doing my bed and I'm doing my stretches. Bust. Life's good.
So
you know what? Life was good until you started asking me how I am. Before you asked me how I was actually really good. And now I'm not so good.
Okay.
So the lesson there
I thought you'd be like, oh, I can touch. I thought you were going to say, I can now touch
just
my toes.
Everyone's okay.
I thought you were going to say, I can touch my toes.
Yeah, touch my toes. Just my legs bend.
Do you know what? I had to check in on you this week and see if you were okay because of what you sent in our group.
Oh, in the WhatsApp.
And honestly, I had
to
stop.
I meant to send that to my wife.
I had to stop and really... Did he just do that?
What? You know what? I love it. And I think people who listen
he's
to
forgotten.
The Brown...
I know he's forgotten.
People
like
who
that.
Listen to the Brown, I go... Hold on a minute. It's WhatsApp chat. This is going to be good.
Did I send in the WhatsApp or on
Instagram?
I
think it was an Instagram. Okay. Or was it? Was it a link of Instagram in WhatsApp?
If I'm honest, yeah. Sometimes I go copy link. And sometimes and I go share too. And if you go share too, and then you guys both come up on Instagram, which is great because honestly, you're the only ones I share to.
Yeah.
Because the only one I care to share to.
Okay.
The only one I care to share to. Yeah. Everyone's got someone that they care to share.
You can now pin your people that you care to
share to. Man. That's a nice one. Hey, I care to share too.
Discuss what you shared because honestly, I was offended. No, was it? Because you sent.
I think there's a lot of people would be offended by that. Once again,
it was Sunday morning.
Is HR about to walk into the room? This is bringing back memories. Satch, Kedge, I'm offended.
Ooh, no, I tell you what you did. It was Sunday morning, and I remember this. And I was like, he sent something in the WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely video of a place in India, Mumbai, because I've been to this place.
Yeah.
Making pav bhaji.
Yeah. Was it Shiv Sagar, by the way? No.
Sardar's.
Okay. Yeah.
Famous. He's forgotten. Yeah. He's got no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And he sent it over and he was just like, oh man, this is making my mouth, salivate. I'm salivating.
Salivate.
Yeah.
And then we were chatting about it. Yeah. Then all of a sudden he goes, I'd love to have a go. Love to have a taste of that dal makhani.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's not an ammo, Roger.
No, I don't think that's an ammo because
that's not
and bound budgie. I mean, my God.
That's
right.
Like getting a flipping spring roll mixed up.
You gotta let me hit your roll. No, you gotta let me have my say.
It's not even spring. There's a big difference between a spring. He's got a spring roll mixed up with.
Cabbage.
Papri chaat.
Time out. Okay, let me just get my bit.
Defense, let him get his defense
right.
in.
Please, Your Honor. Right, Your Honor, right. Your Honor, right?
Go on.
So, it is this. Firstly, I've never had pav bhaji. I've never had it. So, all I saw.
Hang on a minute. So Kedge, can you.
Hear me out.
I think you have.
I cannot believe you've not had pav bhaji.
Okay, I've never had pav bhaji.
We had it in Masala.
So, what I thought I was watching getting cooked was a massive pot of like an amazingly buttery. Because he put the slab of butter in there.
But, bro, it doesn't even cook.
Oh, my God.
But it's not even that color.
It's not that colour. You don't cook dal on a flipping tawa.
No, but they had like a giant thing.
No, okay. I'm not having it.
And then I thought, with the crispy bun, you know, that's such a... That's
crispy sort of, bun? Yeah. Who has crispy bun and dal makhani?
Well, what was that? Didn't they, was that with a little bit of bread on the
side? Yeah, it is. That's the bun.
This guy's cooking a salad in a pizza oven. You've got it that wrong.
What I'm saying is, and then they went, oh, it's pav bhaji. And I was like, what's that? And they're like, oh my God, you don't want pav bhaji. But look, I don't because I'm not Gujarati.
I feel like I'm slowly changing.
Hang on
a minute. You not knowing what pav bhaji is like
me not knowing what keema is.
No.
It's just, I can't believe you're a brown person and you don't know what pav bhaji is.
No.
That's like saying you don't know what a masala dosa is.
And you know
it's of that level.
This is not the thing I learned, but I'm going to add an early thing I learned to this because I even had something called a misal pav. This week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was like, you know, Christmas time. You're going to kiss him under the mistletoe.
That could be. Okay, it's a good marketing.
That'd be a good little thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Kiss him under the mistletoe. And then they went, there's loads of pow. And then they started listing all these other bows. I was like, pow.
No. I don't know what a mistletoe is.
Why didn't Lethal Weasel do that?
He should have done that. Yep.
Why has he not done that?
Honestly, I'm shocked that you don't know what pav bhaji is.
Honestly, I think you're making such a big thing of it.
No.
It was funny though, because I came to that conversation late and I was just like, I can't believe I'm not even getting involved in this because Satch had already.
You didn't get involved.
I know, I'm sorry, I had
to just call it out because I was just like, how does he not know what pav bhaji is?
But the bhaji is
not
a bit of a dal.
No, it's not done. Don't dig the hole now. Stop it.
What is that? What are the bits then?
It's all vegetable.
Yeah.
In a tomato puree.
When you say all vegetable, what are you saying?
So you could have carrots in it.
So mixed veg.
Mixed veg,
any veg can go into it.
Okay. Peas, potatoes.
Okay. It was dark though. It was all dark. You couldn't see no orange. You couldn't see no carrot.
It was not dark.
In a Punjabi mixed veg, you would see carrot, gobi, this.
No, but it's all cut.
It's not a curry. It's pav bhaji. It's different.
I feel like you're getting very angry.
I think we just bumped into the president of the pav bhaji federation. Do you know what I mean?
You've been to Mumbai how many times as well? And you still not had pav bhaji?
No.
We did.
Did we?
We had it a little.
I think I ordered the dal makhani and then I just ate your food.
He had it with the rice.
I wonder why they brought over two portions of dal
makhani. He would have eaten the pav bhaji with rice.
Honestly, I'm just. Oh.
Okay, well, look, I'm not the only one who.
I've never seen Saj get so defensive about Gujarati food.
I can tell. Well, listen, me and Ed Sheeran are in the same boat then, because Ed Sheeran is probably experiencing
Ed Sheeran would have known what that was.
He would have. I'm in love with the pav bhaji.
Yeah, he is.
He would have. He would have known that.
He's all over the news, everywhere. Ed Sheeran, Balle Sheeran, as I like to say.
After them bunnies, then it dies down, and then here we go again.
Yeah. Next wave.
Yeah.
This is the next wave.
Imagine if he just mistimed it and they booked it just a few weeks ago. It would have just, all these people.
I reckon Mukesh must be sitting there going, oh, we could have, if we delayed it, we could have had him.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, to be fair, Rihanna, Ed Sheeran, come on.
Yeah, no, well, they're both global superstars.
At a wedding, I would have gone Rihanna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did he how many concerts? Did he do like just
one,
Mumbai?
It was just the one in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. No, before that, it was just pre sort of how many influencers, celebrities I can take photos with.
Yeah.
And he was on that tour.
I saw him, because all over social media, I saw him. Okay, let's go around the circle, like Timmy Malik kind of style.
Yeah,
okay, no, yeah, go on. You saw
Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah. Go on, elaborate.
His house.
At Shah Rukh Khan's house. Yeah. Playing the guitar to Shah Rukh Khan.
In his house. Yeah.
Like a homeless guy. Yeah. Shah Rukh's brought in off the street and went, go on, sing my family a song.
That's a tune.
Brilliant. Yeah. And he did. And it sounded great as well live. Okay. I have seen him. I tell you, this was a lovely moment. At a local school, Ed Sheeran.
Local Indian
school.
Saw that.
And he was playing music to the kids and they were all singing and playing, dancing together. And I just thought, look, if you didn't love Ed Sheeran already, love him even more now because he looks genuinely like he loves that as well. He loves being a pop star. He's a great pop star.
So he was with everybody. Arman Malik, you know, all of anyone in Bollywood.
Jonita.
They're all taking photos. Jonita, that's
everyone,
right.
Everyone was taking photos.
Everyone had a photo because obviously the labels and everyone had all got together.
Can I spoon in our little connection to that then?
Spoon it in.
The time we all met him at the BBC was when he was about to go to India.
And we were teaching him phrases, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And
I forgot about that.
We might have even done a video or we had it on the radio show, but I remember, and it was like about how to negotiate when you're over there.
I don't think I was here for this.
We definitely had a conversation.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Yeah, but so he was going to go to India then. So that was
we were teaching him phrases, if I remember. Yeah. Of what, it was his first trip. We were teaching him what things you need, basically.
Bodmenga.
Bambaji.
Yeah, exactly. not dal makhani. I'm desi munda.
He's like, oh man, Tommy got me the wrong dish. Yeah, exactly. I ordered the wrong thing now. God, I really wanted bambaji. I ended up with dal.
And then he got the runs. Then he didn't make the gig. All because of the dal.
Forget all the celebrities, you know, around Ed Sheeran. Because when you go India, the flies come.
The flies.
The people just come around.
Buzzing.
So everyone, you know, so you saw, as you said, Bollywood stars, other singers. I get other singers because they're in the same field. But there's no need for a Bollywood star to be with. Like, what
no, but it's Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Nah, but,
no, but come
who,
on.
Who's Shah Rukh?
Shahrukh's different.
Yeah,
I'm talking about these other
royalty.
They're not really. Yeah, Shah Rukh is royalty. I would say over there, but I'm just talking about other people that
have
got no business.
Celebrities. I thought, why is this guy taking photos?
Yeah, basically. But the one thing we have to talk about, and I think it is the biggest thing about the whole trip, Dilji on stage with him.
Yeah. He brought him out, and I thought it just went gang. It was incredible to see that pretty much every Asian like who I was following on Instagram had posted it on there, like. I wish people understood how big this moment was.
Yeah. It was a moment.
Ed Sheeran singing in Punjabi with Dilji, even, let's not forget, Arman Malik was on stage with him as well. And because they'd already done a track a while ago anyway, Two Step. So, you know, for them to do that live together, and Arman was really good and he made him do the Shah Rukh Khan kind of move at the end and all of that as well. And I was just like, what a moment.
Just say that out loud. Diljit Dosanjh with Ed Sheeran on stage in Mumbai.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad it's happening now.
It's just so this is good big for Asian music and everything. Just for global
recognition.
Global
recognition.
It was all over like mainstream news, like BBC News, Sky News. I saw it everywhere.
It was so everywhere that even Chris Evans was banging on about it on his breakfast show.
Oh, good. I'm not good like Heath. I'm good. I'm glad it's reached, that news has reached.
Yeah, and so you know who else? But he had to ask the resident Guju to come explain on and explain it.
Good. And how did you explain it? Okay, so they were singing the song Lover.
So he was playing Lover.
Okay, so what do the words mean, Kej?
What he asked me, Kej, do you understand it? I said, yeah.
What does lover mean, Kej?
Lower. Like, you know, like...
What's the line?
Someone like...
Lower. What does that mean?
Hey, Kej, what does it mean?
Hey, Kej!
Welcome to the Chris Evans Action Show!
There's nobody like you, Kej, who's a lover like me and all of that, you know.
There's nobody like you.
You made it up. They found the only brown person in the office say, you look a bit like him. Yeah. Let's get you in.
You look like a bit like him.
Kej, you're brown. Yeah. Dilji's brown. You're brown. Get him in the studio.
No, but I had to just go there.
Nobody like you.
He doesn't even speak the same language.
Yeah. No, but you know what it is? I was just fanning the popularity and the global news.
You were fanning is what you were.
No.
To be fair, if Tommy went in the studio, I don't think he could have decoded the message either.
If they were saying, Tommy, there's a song here about Bao Budgie. And I'm like, yeah, what is this? It's a doll? they're just singing about how much they love
I think it was just more about like the scale of it, and I said the same thing. Every Asian was talking about it and sharing it to the Instagram story, and I just think every Asian just felt proud that, oh my god, this has actually happened, that he is singing in language in India. It's an epic moment.
So, and the concert looked like humongous.
Yeah, it was good, and it was like kind of the staging in the middle. And with the ring, and I thought, you know what, that's a little bit, yeah. And
there
and
was
thought,
just
that's a little
people
bit
like honestly, you couldn't see the end. It was massive. I was like, this looks sick.
Yeah. And then apparently he's announced that he wants to do a duet with King.
Why not the
musician as well. So it's let's see.
Yeah, guys. What I always wonder though, you know, when you are HR and you're doing that, and there he is performing. Okay, he's performing the one night. He can do his songs and reel it off, and he's amazing. Mm. But what do you have to chat about every time when he goes up to people? You know, like, oh, let's say, like, I don't know what I'm saying to him. Sonam Kapoor's there, and then someone else is there, and then another model there, and then there's an influencer, and then there's a man who runs a hotel. Mm. Like, imagine all those people you have to go, oh, hello, all right.
Yeah, but that's like you. Oh, that's like you. Yeah, oh, no, hello. When you meet people.
Yeah. But, well, I'm not on that scale, but I'm like... well, I struggle. That's which is probably why I'm thinking it, actually, because I struggle.
You struggle with what?
To, like...
talk.
clearly, at the moment. Because I'll tell you what I'm trying to work out in my head. What it is, I'm awkwardly mediocre famous. I'm in this weird middle territory.
I beg your pardon?
Where people who know me will know me, but loads of people will not have a clue.
Right.
Right? Mm. And actually, a lot of people who even know me from the radio, and that's really where it all came from, will know my voice, but they don't know what I look like. So there's a little bit of that.
Right.
So my point is, when I'm meeting people, I'm, you know, you're polite, whatever. If you know, you're formally meeting them. But the problem I get is, I get people coming up to me and I don't know where I know them from. I don't know if I'm supposed to know them.
Right.
Like they're someone like a school dad, a friend of a school, you know, a friend of someone like that I've met once at a party.
Yeah.
Or they're just going, all right, Tommy. Because I think because of what we do as well and how we do it, even on the podcast, people just know us.
Mm.
They know us because this is us, right?
Yeah.
So they'll just go, oh, you're right. How's it going? Oh, yeah. And then they'll say, and then sometimes like a minute into the conversation, they go, love the brown load. You know, whatever, something like that.
Do you think, because I think this sometimes, do you reckon people should come up to him and be like, oh, how's it going, Tommy? Yeah, you remember me. My name is XYZ from XYZ.
Right.
Would that help you?
It would help me a lot.
Yeah.
Right,
but people don't do that. You know that.
And even I like when people go and go, sorry, Tim, I'm just saying hello, but you don't know me. I go, no, that's cool. Then we're good. We're starting from scratch. I just got to know where I'm starting from.
I think that boils down to basically the fact that they listen to you every week. And so therefore they feel that they know you. And so they, in that moment, they forget that they have to introduce themselves because they go, oh my God, hi, Tommy, how's it going? Because they know everything about you.
Yeah, and they can hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And also, I'm chatty, so I'll just go, hey, man, it's good, man. And just start rambling on and whatever. And like, okay, so, but this morning, this is what I mean about awkward territory famous, right? This morning, I'm going to, we walked to school. Sunny day, by the way.
Beautiful day. They're coming.
Down, right? Nice. And it was like, oh, proper blue skies. I went, Logan, we're walking. My missus has already taken Milo to school.
Right.
In the car. So I said, we'll walk loads. So we started walking. And there's a guy walking up to me. And he went, hey, Tommy. Oh, no, you don't. This is what he said. Hey, Mr. Sandu. Oh. And I went, hey, how's it going, man? You all right? Did not recognize
Asian
him.
Asian fella. Yeah.
And he's walking his kid. I'm walking Logan. I went, all right, okay. Because we're off to that school up there. And he goes, all right, we'll go to that school then. We're chatting.
Never seen him before.
And I'm thinking, oh, man. And this is what I mean. And I have these conversations, I'm telling you, five times a week.
Yeah. Five times a week. I can believe that.
And I'm there just kind of going, How do I know you're trying to piece that person, whatever? And it turned out, as we got about 2 minutes into the conversation, he doesn't listen to the Brownlow.
He doesn't.
He doesn't know nothing about it, no. Probably. I'll tell you what I know him.
How?
I went go-karting, and he went go-karting with his crew. I don't even know him. And we were in the same group. Race.
Paddock. In the paddock, yeah.
In that thing. That, you know,
oh, so that's really
the
random.
The time slot. Yeah, but because...
That is random. But he remembered you.
I tell you why, because I came second, I lost to him.
And how does he know your name?
Because he's probably on the board.
My God. How do you remember that?
There you go. And I went, oh, cool. Yeah, of course.
No, and you are Tommy Sandu.
No, no, but you don't know Tommy Sandu as a superstar.
I don't think he does. But then I'm not going to go, sorry, just so I know, do you also know me for my work?
Do you? Before talking to me, can you actually let me know where you know that I'm famous from?
Where do you know me from?
Yeah. And also, then you don't know who's just randomly chatting or what. Yeah. And then it would also happen when oh my God, today on the way back, walking from the school, this all happened this morning.
Why is it on the school run? Life of a superstar.
No,
look at this.
There was a thing, bug, turban, right? Beard, walking, sunny day, spring. You know, I'm feeling good. Yeah. Yeah. Dropped him off. We've had a nice walk, fresh air in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm walking along. The thing's got a beard. He's older than me. So he must be 55-ish, something like that. And he's got a good march. He's like, I'm just going to stereotype. It's like he's a builder. And he's off to price a job. You know, he's parked around the corner. He's marching up to he had a good, solid, strong walk. And as he got closer, about 2 meters away, I'm looking at him thinking, does he recognize me? I'm thinking, do I know him, basically? Yeah. Right? And then, right?
Yeah.
And then,
in your area?
Yeah.
You might know
him.
End of my road, right? Yeah. And he looks, as he looks up at me, he smiles.
Oh, that's lovely.
He knows it's Tommy.
I smiled, right? And because he was marching up, I put my arm out to him.
To do what?
Right? To shake his hand, because we're passing each other.
Why would you do that?
Why would you put
your hand? Because it's a Punjabi thing. So you just go.
He thought you were Gujarati.
No. There's no mistaking.
Why is this Gujarati man putting his hand out?
I've met quite a few big Gujaratis recently, like tall, high.
Have you?
Yeah, there's
Taller than me.
And bigger, like big Punjabi looking. Yeah. Anyway.
That's why they got kicked out of India, Gujarat.
Yeah. Right.
Because stay over there.
They're like, look, you're taking up too much space.
Yeah.
We're more efficient than that.
You're not an efficient team. You don't fit in with the rest of them.
Exactly.
Too much bum budgie, you get out of him.
We run a much leaner game here.
Right.
No, so he comes up. His thing was that he smiled. So that's when I go, all right.
So you pull your hand out.
Right, why would you put your hand out?
Then it was like he snapped out of a dream. Then he looked up and he like he wasn't really there. And he went like that.
Yeah.
And he shook my hand.
Oh, he shook your hand.
And then he pointed to the Bluetooth, which was only just about visible under the bit of the bug coming out.
So he was on the blower.
I'm on the phone. And that's why he was smiling. So he didn't even know me. It was nothing to do with me.
Oh, he wasn't smiling at you. He was smiling off because of the phone conversation.
Yeah, but a problem I have.
You, Lulu.
Complete Lulu, right? But a problem I have, though, if I didn't put my hand out, if I didn't smile at hello, they go, what's his problem?
Yeah, he's rude.
No,
he wasn't smiling at you. He was smiling because he was on the blower.
On the phone,
Yeah.
And I don't have
to smile back, do you?
But I've been in the other side of the situation. So I'm just saying, I'm in an awkward territory.
Because Tommy didn't know he was on the phone. If he did smile, and then he goes, oh, I smiled at Tommy Sandu. He didn't just ignore
him. And I'm like, oh, and there I am, bug wearing thing.
What's the equivalent of Sari Butti for a bloke?
Sari Butta.
It's still Sari. Sari doesn't change. It's got to be a masculine Sari.
Actually, my mum has said Sari.
Yeah, Sara Butta.
He might have ended up with a Sarabuta.
Wow. Do you know what? Someone actually on the weekend, I've not told anyone this yet.
Go on.
Someone came over to me and was like, why don't you smile?
Yes. Sarabuta.
Yes. Someone actually asked you that.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, I was just, do you know what I thought about it? And I was like, well, do you smile when you're at work?
Yeah.
I was DJing clearly, but do you know, like, it was.
That's what your DJ.
Busy.
I got it. That's what your DJ booth should be called. The Sarabuta.
It
was busy. And I was DJing, but and then I was thinking about it, I was like, do you know, for example, it's a bit different with Tommy because obviously he's a comedian.
Yeah.
He has to be on stage smiling. But do you generally just sit there smiling when you're working? Or I don't think anyone does, do they?
All those Instagram DJ girls do it. Do you do that when you go, you wait for the beat to drop and then you do a little sexy whine at your waist? You seen those ones on Instagram?
Who's this sexy? So
now, this is the thing. It's like, you know, like all that boiler
female
room
DJs.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Female
DJs.
Don't get me started, it says that.
Wait for the drop, and then they're in like a
Do you know what that winds me? And again, I've not said this to anyone because
you started.
Do you know what? There's people, and I've seen it a lot this week. There's people just mixing two songs together, filming it, and putting it on Instagram. I'm like, Well, that's your job. But yeah.
All right, Roy Keane.
No, but what are you doing here that's special that makes me want to say, wow?
I'll be honest. Can I just say, we are just sitting here having a chat. Just
what do you mean?
But this isn't exactly work either.
No, right? But I mean, I don't know.
But I quite like it sometimes when they're mixing two tracks and it's two tracks that you wouldn't like. There was this one that I saw. I was going to send it to you. I was like, there were two tracks that you never would have thought would have mixed. It was like something from the '80s and then something from now. And I thought that was brilliant.
Example, and we can. Mix
I wish
it now.
I could remember it, but I can't remember.
This
for the
is
life
basic.
Of me.
You're mixing two Bangra songs together.
Okay.
Oh.
But why are you even filming that and putting it up, and smiling?
It's because
don't
quite,
smile. It's
quite hard,
but it's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
What do you mean this?
Beat matching the door. It's a skill.
Tell me, don't get me started.
Oh, yeah. Don't start him. Don't start.
So anyway, yeah, I got told to smile on the weekend, which okay. was a bit. I was just like.
So well, Tommy shook someone's hand, and you got told to smile.
I said hello to people that didn't know me.
I just don't get it. When I'm DJing, like I'm focused on playing music, innit? Like, I'm not there to look at everyone and be like.
But I think a lot of DJs are like, you know, like yeah, like you know, they're doing that kind of yeah, like you know, and you don't do that. You don't.
I have never seen a DJ do that.
You know, here's the bean, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And Satch doesn't really react to the level of mixing he does. Do you see what I mean?
The tune will drop and it'll be like, it's all internalized.
Yeah, it's all that, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he leaves that for us to go, oh, sick. You know what I mean?
That just happened.
Yeah. I don't get it.
But do you ever get it? Stopped, recognised?
It's funny you said that. I got stopped the other day when I was leaving work.
Was it police?
This doesn't happen too often to you,
it's
it?
First time.
Oh, really? Okay.
First time. I mean, I'm the least. But police.
Sir. Yeah.
I'm the least. Yeah. No, because obviously
he wasn't doing anything wrong. Man, you are, I'm the least. You are illegally skinny, sir. Yeah. We can't have you outside.
Like, you Satch DJs, you're out on the comedy tour, so, you know, you guys get stopped a lot. I mean, who's going to really stop me? Do you know what I mean? Like you said, unless it's the police.
Or Border Force.
Where were you?
So, London Bridge. I was leaving work.
Oh, it could be Border Force.
Rush hour time. Going down the stairs.
In the tube?
Yeah, going to the tube. So,
were you on an escalator?
Stairs. They just come down the escalator, stairs bit, and then as we're going down, there's quite a lot of people because it's rush hour time.
Yep.
And young Asian fella walked past me. He was going upstairs, and he went, "Kedge!"
Oh, so you were going down. He was going up.
Yeah.
So what? Did you stop midway?
Yeah. So we kind of like, well, if someone says your name, I kind of turn around. I went, you know, like normally.
Oh, that's awkward to have a conversation, isn't it?
Well, of course, yeah, because we'd already then been separated by maybe five steps. Right.
Yeah.
So and again,
and there's
people,
like a barrier. Or, yeah.
People
are walking. People are walking. It was like a scene from a Bollywood movie.
How far away is he from you?
I would say so. Where I am, he was probably I don't know the distance wise, but I'd say another 6 foot away.
Okay. Did he pull your sari?
No.
Can I be honest? Kedge pointed to about sort of 3 or 4 meters away on the floor. Just he's pointing to like the back of the garage, right?
No, six
foot.
No, six foot.
You really don't know.
Then I had to measure myself lying down. I went, about 6 foot. Right. So it wasn't that far, but it felt far because, like I said, it was a Bollywood film. You know when that shot where you got Prithvi Zinda, Shah Rukh Khan, and you got people.
Did you turn around like this?
Well, he said my name, Kedge. So I was like, Kedge. He said my name was like it was a mate that I've known.
Right.
So instantly I was like, oh, someone I know.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I went, for the life of me, I don't know this bloke.
I didn't
tell me.
But did you immediately go, what are you saying?
So I went, yes, bro.
Yes, bro. Yeah, exactly.
That's Kedge's default.
No, don't give the secrets away. So I went, yes, bro. And I'm still looking at him going, I ain't got a clue.
Hold a minute. So you are exactly in the same territory.
Who are you?
How do I know you?
Yeah, it's all competing in my mind.
And let's be honest, for our work, you as well, you meet a lot of people. People come through your life.
Yes.
For work. And it's quite intense. It might be an email exchange, conversations, things on the day, working together, follow things up, then they're gone.
And normally I'm really good at remembering, even like, you know, going back to school days, I can remember a face if you're in my class or whatever. I'm the only one who still remembers names, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, come on, Kedge, pull this one out of
your
bag.
You'd be good for a crime scene.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, Kedge, work. Those badam that you've been eating, get them to work. And he just didn't have a clue. And luckily he went, bruv, you don't know me, but I know you.
Yeah, that's
love
nice.
It. And okay. I was that's like, good. Oh. So then that's I went, oh, good. We need that. And he went,
He went, Kej, I'm listening to you right now on the podcast, the brown lad. And I went, lovely. Oh, wicked, mate. And then, you know, you're just like, oh, that was very nice, but now I don't know what to say. And like, now this distance is getting further apart. More people are coming between us. And he was very cool about it as well. And then he messaged me later on Instagram and he just goes, oh, you know, I was listening to you and blah, blah, blah. And it was just keep doing what you guys do. And it was a very nice message.
That's lovely.
Bhavik, thank you for that.
Bhavik.
His name was Bhavik. Yeah, Bhavik. And what a geezer. But, you know, like I said, but I am going to be open and admit,
well done,
I was ready for the blag to pretend I knew him.
Yep. Yeah.
Well done,
Bhavik. Because I just didn't want him to feel bad.
So the task, therefore, is this. For anyone who sees Kej out and about, go, Kej, Wednesday, 2:30, yeah? Go, yeah, bruv.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
He's going to go into his calendar and go, what the hell am I doing?
I wouldn't have a clue.
If you see him next time on the stairs, Bhavik, trip him over.
Yeah, exactly. Push him down. No, don't do that.
So, nice
bit of regular. Well, thank you, Brownloaders. It's lovely to be bumping into you wherever you go. But actually, that links us back around to Ed Sheeran, because that's what we were saying, that those conversations, we're doing, you do those 10 seconds with Bhavik, he does that every 10 yards he walks, all the time. So does Sharuk. You got that's like a politician. That is like royal family.
What's that?
To just have those conversations. Ed Sheeran and that lot.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to have every 10 steps.
Yeah.
Everywhere they go.
And you've got to just have a conversation. I mean, I was ready to have a conversation. It's just that, you know, it was moving as rush hour. So, you know, it was a little bit difficult and it was on the stairs and, you know, some people might think it was romantic. You know, it was a Bollywood moment.
Were you holding hands?
No, we were too far away. Okay. It was just the dupatta that was flying in my face.
No.
His or yours? Definitely yours. I'm sure you weren't wearing one.
There wasn't music playing.
No.
There wasn't bells ringing.
No.
I've had bells ringing, people. I've had bells. Let me share. Let me share. No. Well, there you go. You're bang on it. So this is, well.
How did you connect that?
Because he knows where I'm going with it. Because I've told him. I've told him what's been happening this week. And what's been happening just in the last 2 weeks, actually, is that I am setting off alarms at my local Tesco. Now, I should point out where I live in a very urban area in East London. The Tesco's is at the end of my road. I go in and out of it like it's my fridge. It's there. And I'm
You're
like,
in there a lot.
Yeah, we regular. And I don't know what, I never know what I want to eat that day.
We got quite friendly with it. When we used to do the podcast daytime, we got quite friendly with
it.
We used to pop in there quite a lot.
And actually, the guy who used to run it, who's moved now out of the area, he's gone to Wolverhampton.
Oh, the area manager?
But he was a store manager.
Oh, okay.
He moved to Wolverhampton?
Yeah.
What a big loser.
Yeah, and he came to my comedy night in Wolverhampton. What did you say?
Loser.
No.
No. How can you leave this massive job Tesco in this ends of London?
It's a Tesco Express.
He was running it.
Yeah, he was running it, but like, it's not. I'm sure better life. I think better quality of life.
Oh, well, they're fair.
You live
closer to the family.
People in the Midlands, they got more time. They're friendlier.
Slow. Yeah, so they're not running around.
Called him a loser.
I know. He listens to the podcast.
No, but
thanks, Kej. Keep doing what you do. I tell you, if he sees you on the stairs. If he sees it, he goes, Kej. He goes, yeah.
I'm just saying, the man was doing a brilliant job at the corner of Tesco down Tommy's Road. Do you know what I mean? It's a big look, and you had a celebrity coming into it every week.
So what happened?
So my point is, he was cool. So exactly that. Actually, he used to work there years ago. So I've been living there 10 years now, right? Been going to that Tesco for 10 years. Okay, so we know all the staff that stayed, come and gone, changing, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going in and out. So obviously, I walk in, it bleeps. Everyone looks around. But because I know the staff, I feel relatively comfortable. I go, that's weird, because I've just walked in.
Yeah.
And they went, they'd kind of wave me on like that, right?
Is there a security guard in that
there
one?
There is a security guard.
Is he? I bet he's in your
always the same, yeah. And he's, bruv, he's tiny. When I mean tiny, like, it's like a joke.
It's like the one in Watford. No, he's a Gujarati kaka. Bless him.
It's embarrassing. Because, I think he must be a Gujarati. Yeah. Because he's quite fair. He's quite handsome, actually. You
but
know,
but this guy ain't running after you.
No. But you know, like, when you go past him, you go, you all right, bruv? And he goes, yes. You know, like, looks up at me like that. Yeah. And literally, his head's at my chest.
Aww.
And you're like, you're so good. But I'd worry for him. No, I just
you take him into your bosom.
No, because now you get all these idiots coming in. I'd give him a tiaja.
Yeah.
I'll just put him under one of my boobs.
That's
boobs. Then I sing Mehbooba or Mehbooba to him. Yeah. And he loves it. And then he has a little nap.
Yeah.
That's what we do. No, listen. So I know all the people in there, but I'm thinking, when the alarm's going off when I walk in, right? Walk out. And I went in, beep, 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 and everyone looks around. So I don't mind the staff waving me up, but everyone else,
criminal,
looks at you, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've just walked in.
I hate that.
I'm gonna make a little announcement, right?
That happened to me the other day.
Hold that thought, right?
Yeah.
Because then what happens is I go, no, it's my keys. Because my keys did it last time, right? And I'm in wave my keys in front of the sensors. Nothing.
Nothing.
Of course not.
You got there. Right? Yeah. Skank me. It's normally the keys, right? I'm trying to express.
Not that kilo of meat you've got in your pocket.
No.
I've got a
Bruno. He's just stolen a turkey leg.
Yeah.
Security. Protect,
I haven't actually. I've just walked in.
I know you're stealing Lerpak.
So.
Can I just say the garlic Lerpak is just incredible.
It's not like Borsan.
It's better than Borsan. Because Borsan is more like creamy cheese.
Crumbly, yeah.
This is just
a garlic Lerpak.
But you only get a thin slab of it. It's like a.
What about the garlic Philadelphia? Is it like that?
Better than that.
What do you mean it's a thin slab? So it's just one time use.
So normal one is like a slab, right?
Yeah.
Like a butter one.
Yeah.
This one is more like say an Oreo cookie packet. So it's a bit like that.
Oh,
it's
one.
It's just like that.
Okay.
That's convenient.
Yeah. And it's just garlic butter. My God.
What would you put it on toast?
So with the mushrooms, whack that in there. Stir around, olive oil, herbs.
Is it spreadable or is it a dicky?
It's more dicky.
Okay.
But you can spread if you warm it a little bit. But it's best to just whack it in the pan.
Diddy pan.
I think garlic bread. That would on garlic bread on a bit of bread.
Yeah.
Okay. So going back to your key story.
Right. So the alarm's going. So it's not going off. Anyway. So every time I walk in, walk out. Now it's going on. Da 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 da. But it's everyone looking around. Yeah. However,
thief.
Don't care, whatever. People, let them look. Let them say what they're going to say. I know,
it's,
right?
It's not just a nice feeling.
Yeah, it's not a nice feeling. Yeah. And you do feel a bit... It gives you an edge. It makes you defensive. That's what I've noticed. Yeah. It makes you kind of go, what?
Mine was on the weekend.
Yeah.
It was a busy shopping centre. Just walked out the shop.
Mm.
So obviously you walk out of the shop. Everyone in the shop's watching you. Everyone in the shopping centre's watching you.
Because
the thing's just gone off. And I'm like, well, I ain't even got any bags or nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why is it going off?
You're probably wearing a hoodie. You.
I don't think I was that day.
Really?
But I'm saying you're not in a
no,
suit.
No, I was.
Are
I
you
was,
in a
I
suit
was.
And tie?
No, I was
you're
no.
in a sari? No. Right? You're a little bit
Oh, he's
South
respectable,
London.
Is he? If
no,
he's in a sari.
It's not like I didn't look like a hood rat, did I?
No, I'm not saying that, but.
I'm 36 years old.
Yeah, but you could be.
But you can.
You could be like, oh, look, he look like he might be.
He
a
looks
bit
like
tasty.
A chap that's going to
No, a bit tasty. He might fancy a little bit of trouble.
A little bit ghetto.
Yeah, a little bit. Come on, Sash. You don't smile. You don't like people.
Yeah.
People come up to you, recognise you. You tell them to go
away.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no. You've got that.
Look, I only smile if there's a need to smile.
A need to smile. Brilliant.
That should be the name of a film. A need to smile. Featuring Sachin.
Right, forget Sachin. Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Need for Smile.
No, but it's like you just don't. Why are you doing it for no reason?
Yeah. No, okay. Because we're Sachin's trying to spread a bit of joy.
Yeah.
But the worst thing is, though, in my conclusion of mine, the security guard has recently changed. So now...
Oh, you don't know the guy.
I don't know the guy.
And he don't know you.
And all he knows is the one whose alarm is all going off. Yeah, yeah, because I bumped into someone in Tesco. I didn't know how I knew him. The guy comes in and goes, hey, Tommy, all right? Turns out he's a school dad. We got to that bit in the end. But he also knows before I do. But me and him were chatting in the aisle. It's a security guard. Because I set the alarms off.
Yeah, watching.
Bruv.
Yeah.
No, we are down one end of the aisle. He's down the other. I saw the little kota poking his head out the corner of it. You know, like just one della, one eye.
Yeah.
Just coming out like,
he's a thief.
Like he's trying to check me. And now my brother that I'm meeting up in there. And I'm like, he's watching me. And it was awkward. And then the alarm obviously went as I went out.
Yeah.
And he came over.
Did he?
And I had to open the bag.
Did he frisk you in the street?
No, I asked him.
Rubber glove it.
I asked him. I said, hey, I got my own tail. I bought it just now.
Yeah.
And he said, no, please just go home. I said, are you sure? I can wait.
Yeah, do you know what?
I can wait till you lock up.
It makes you feel like a criminal for no reason.
And I didn't like that feeling.
Yeah. It's not the most pleasant feeling.
Nah. It's not a nice feeling.
But onto things a little bit more. Things that I've learned about my family, right? Which I have to share with you because this was crazy.
It's all been happening for you.
Brother, it's been a crazy week. It's lots going on. I think
it's because you're not going away on tour and stuff.
Yeah,
so more stuff happens.
It's gone a little bit quiet. Real talk. My comedy promoter is Muslim, so it's Ramadan.
Oh,
so yeah. But do you know what? Everything's slowed down at the moment, Tommy.
Yeah.
It was quiet this weekend while I was DJing.
Can I be honest?
Ramadan.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I like
it's a bit of downtime.
Because I also know April's going to go a bit nuts and then your summer kicks in and surely it goes whoosh all the way through to the end of the year. But here's the thing, because I learned about my son, Milo, who's now 11 years old, right?
Mm.
He is, you know, if we're British Asian, he's British Asian.
Mm.
British Asian. In that quantity.
A little bit.
It's just a little dash of Asian at the
end. I'm sorry. People are going, yeah, Tommy, that's your fault. You know, you've got to inject more culture into them. Look, he likes quinoa. He likes pronta. He likes sabji anda.
That's enough.
He likes chicken curry. He knows all the food, but there's I don't live in that life where I'm like talking about India all the time or not. Or we're not always having Indian food. You know, we have we have it on occasion, like everyone else.
Every now and then.
But that's it. Otherwise, it's a bit of a mixed diet, right? Anyway, I saw this guy eating a samosa.
Oh, lovely. What a beautiful weekend. Moment. What a beautiful moment. No, a father-son moment over a samosa.
Sorry, bro. Just to point out, he loves samosa, right? I've seen him smash a samosa many times. Like we're at weddings, parties, on a plate, put the, you know, the I seen with the chutney as well, right?
I
puts, right.
I think a samosa is a good entry to
Indian
food.
Is he a samosa smotherer with the chutney or is it a
I don't know. He puts it on the side. Yeah, he doesn't like smothery food. He's quite particular like that. You know, like
I think
doesn't like things mixing. Yeah. I think he puts his two chutneys. I'm not.
You're a massive.
You're a smotherer.
Oh yeah, I am. Yeah.
I'm a. It needs to be on the side.
Yeah, separate compartment.
Otherwise, it goes soggy.
Yeah,
but okay, this guy did something which I've never seen done before. Milo did. And I was like, wow, I didn't think I would have to teach you how to eat a samosa.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
where did he put it?
What?
He ain't Indian.
What do you think? What do you think he did?
Okay, I'm going to, straight away, as you've told me that, I think he's, samosa's a triangle, obviously.
Yep. Yeah.
Where you bite it from is you'd go for one of the corners wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
Yep.
Did he eat on the flat side?
No, but that's good. That's a good one.
Ooh. That's a good no, but no. That's did a, he? Did he?
If I saw someone eat a samosa on the flat side. Oh,
yeah. Or just like going, like going face first into the wall. Like
it was it's just. Oh, yeah.
That would
a samosa, you wouldn't go for the flat side.
I'm going to try that next time. That would shut down the Matrix, I think, if anyone did that.
What, flat side samosa?
Yeah. Who does that?
I'm just saying, it could be.
Right. How wrong could he have got it, Kedge? What do you reckon?
I think he started to. I think he got a knife and fork out and started to deconstruct it.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's how I've seen him eat in the past, which is why this shocked me. He took a bite of one corner.
Yeah.
Then he took a bite of the next corner. And then he took a bite of the third corner.
That's just a
and then the filling started to fall out.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking at him and I'm going, you
No, but that's part of learning as a
That's what I'm talking about. Because that's not my job to teach that. That's
daft.
That's yes.
Yes, it's
I don't
daft.
Know what to say, bro.
Yeah, but it's funny, isn't it?
No, because I'm looking daft. I'm going, where? Why? Like, just basic gravity logic, but then I think...
Yeah, it's going to fall out, mate.
I'm thinking, is it my job to teach how gravity works or how a Morty would work?
But if your bite is technically slightly small, then he will still...
Now, look at him. He's giving him the get-out clause. I get what you're trying to do here.
You know what I mean? If it's a small hole, it'll stay in. It'll stay in.
Bro, I didn't punish him.
Was he a Punjabi samosa?
Yeah, Punjabi samosa. Yeah, so good size.
Take his PlayStation away.
There's a lot to fall out.
And he bit it, like, you know, like you'd bite into, say, half an Oreo, right?
Yeah.
Like that.
Because Punjabi samosas have 4 points.
Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't the fat ones like that.
They're 3D.
Not coming at you.
No.
Cineworld.
No.
Deluxe.
Right.
Only in Lux.
So there were just three flat.
But the good size ones.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And I'm just saying, when I was like, bang, 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 and then it's falling out, I'm like, and I went, so I kept going, I went, dude, listen, when you have a samosa, I said, look, can you see there's a crust bit along the bottom?
Mm.
I said, we always like leave that bit to the end.
Yeah.
And you eat all the filling you bit.
Hold it in.
And he goes, I like the crust bit. I said, yeah, so do I, man.
So do I. We all do.
I said, just enjoy that then on its own. That's a nice little finisher.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, cool. But then I kept it going. So I just said like that, like, maybe that's what, I just things I didn't think I'd be teaching this week.
We just have to go back to the samosa eating technique there. So what is the way they suggest? So you hold it with a point at the top.
Yeah, well, there's 3 points.
You've got two on the side and one at the top, and then you bite at the top.
The one at the bottom, the two at the bottom have got the crust bit, haven't they?
Yeah, so you're
the
saying, joiner. So you eat that at the end. That's the bit that you hold.
Yeah, because you can do it, because with that, you can do a little wipage and pick up all the peas.
And it's the widest part of the samosa as well. So you could theoretically get a lot of chutney on it.
Yes, it's like a wide brew.
No, I agree. That is the only way to eat.
Agree.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we. Just in case if you didn't know how to eat.
That's just reminded me of something I saw recently. I can't remember where it was exactly, but it was a person eating a burger, and it just disgusted me.
What? Well, why?
How would if there was a burger in front of you boys? Would you pick up this burger? Just show me.
Two hands.
Like a couple of clamps,
like that. Yeah, like that. Crab.
I don't like to let go. Once I've got it, you know, some people put it back down on the table.
I think
that if you then put it back down, it starts moving out of place, and then you start where the bread.
What burger are you picturing as he?
Yeah, go on. What's your burger?
What are you picturing though? As he's saying it.
Oh,
I'm picturing Burger King.
That's exactly what I was picturing.
Okay.
I'm going KFC.
See, that's why I married him. but
he would jump, abandon ship and come KFC.
But what happens is then the bread starts sliding. So then your bites don't
slippery
stay,
bread.
Yeah, then the bites don't stay consistent. So therefore, then sometimes you might end up with less bread at the bottom.
No, but then
so
how are you meant if you're holding the burger, how do you eat your chips?
So then I would go into one hand and then I would.
I see. Okay. So that's
the, and then it starts just moving.
I was going to say, that's the only reason I would put it down.
Yeah,
put it down. But I like
to,
when I, you know, when you open the wrapper of your burger, I like to fully open that out. That becomes my thali.
Yeah, yes. Put the ketchup
and
on the side.
No, and I do mayo because I don't really like ketchup. Yeah, okay, right?
Whatever. So, yeah,
but,
your sauce.
But then you often have to pay for that now, 30p.
Yeah. Right. What, for a little sachet?
Yeah.
For a little sachet?
From Burger King, yeah.
30p.
And I said, you know that, you know, I said, all that mayo that you put in the burger? I said, just give me a little bit on the side. No, we can't. I said, no, you can. Because I've seen the dunga.
30p!
Yeah, so that. So then I make a little splash of my little mayo.
Yeah.
And then I pour my little chips next to it. Island.
Yeah.
And then they'll have a little swim in the mayo in between bites.
You put it down though, innit?
Yeah.
So anyway, I saw someone eating a burger. And they'd pick it up.
Yeah.
And they'd put their hand behind it like that. So they're grabbing... And they were eating it like this.
So what? It's like an elephant kind
of
elephant
grip. It's like a...
So say if this is
like a digger. Like a digger would pick up...
Can I just say, that's quite... And that's quite...
reverse shovel it in.
That's quite... people from... It's people from India.
It was a person from India.
Look at that. Before I knew what you were going to say, I said Neanderthal. And you said, people from India.
No, because I've seen people in India, they eat like that. I've seen them eat like like that.
They pick the burger up like that. And I thought, that's disrespecting the burger.
Maybe we don't know about that tekasaj. Maybe that is the clamp that we need. Because then that keeps all the bread and everything in the same spot.
No, you know what that... Let's hear Kedji's analysis.
Okay, so I'm thinking, right, I'm playing...
You have a think about why...
Devil's advocate, if you grab the burger from the back, then there's...
Like
there's
a shovel.
By the way, Kedji employs the same techniques on the dance floor when he was single. Right, here we go.
No.
You grab the burger from the back.
So if you grab it, then the it's like a clamp, right? Which basically keeps the bread and everything to
keep
the buns together. And so therefore it keeps the shape. So basically it's doing what I would do maybe with two hands, what we all do with two hands, with just one. So you still got the free hand for chips. And also it doesn't... It's that kind of that movement which is like an elephant would take into his mouth.
But that's the wrong movement to start with. We don't eat like that.
Okay, so
do we eat like that?
But if you were eating rice and dal with your hands, you would scoop and you would go like that. It's the same movement.
But you wouldn't do a reverse. You wouldn't turn it back.
You can go like that. Yeah. Some people do that. It's a scooper because you've got the scoop. Look, your fingers are on.
Tell you what it reminds me of. You know how posh people have soup. You know? That's to push away. But you know how you push? Yeah, you push the spoon away, you do it in reverse.
Yeah.
That's what it just makes you think of that. But no, here's what I think. If you're saying, because weirdly, okay, let's just call it what it is. I said a bit Neanderthal-esque and you're going, a bit Indian-esque. Because what we're saying by that is quite manual with their eating. If you
eat
him, meaning hands on, right. If your hand is at the back, you're protecting your food as well. So I think it could be a little bit caveman-y.
Like, I'm going to take a bite of your burger.
Like, hold it. Don't drop it. As well, it's not.
I think that's more prone to droppage, though.
No.
Your burger might slide out. It's a slidey way.
But if you're used to it, if that's the way you've always
done it, I'd rather have a two-hand grip like that than like that.
I think it matters on the size.
No, Ked, you're always going to pick up a burger with two hands like that.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I think we should go to Burger King and test this out.
Happy to.
What do you mean?
9 chili cheese bites, please.
I don't think we should knock this until we try it ourselves.
Yep.
I think there might be some method in the
next
madness.
Next week, we'll bring burgers.
Okay.
How about that? We try it.
Let's do it.
And we'll do our burgers from
until you really know. Until you really know, then all theories and all, it's
the burgers from behind challenge.
The burgers from behind challenge. Until you know it, because you need 100% proof. And, this is talking about 100% proof. We got some today.
What?
About Kate Middleton.
Well, finally. Did we really?
Well, the Sun newspaper have put out a photo of her.
Is it blurry?
It's Daza. It's fresh. It looks fresh. And it's Kate.
And what is she doing?
She was out, I think, with Wills and on a farm or something. They went to some shop on a farm or something like that.
And how did she look?
All right.
How do we know that?
Smiling.
How did we know that was a
ring? The ring was still on the finger.
How do we know it's a recent picture?
Well, we don't. But, you know, and it's funny how only the son have got it, and the son are really, you know, sort of campaigning about leave the royal alone and all of this kind of stuff. So it's interesting. But, you know, the Kahani has dragged on because obviously last week we were speaking about it and it was the big hoo ha. The rumblings are going on Twitter everywhere. Yeah. Satch started telling me about, you know, there's a royal announcement happening.
Yeah, but all day today it was trending on Twitter. Kate Middleton was trending. Kate Middleton exposed.
Yeah.
Royal announcement, Buckingham Palace. That was just all trending. Yeah. I was on Twitter earlier.
You know, I think there's obviously a lot of chat that she's had a hysterectomy.
Yeah. I saw videos of, look, helicopters are landing in Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, what's that all about? But that's quite normal, isn't it?
So this is the conspiracy. This is the theory I read.
Here we go.
And it's conspiracy so wild.
Kate. Conspiracy.
Okay, firstly, before I tell you this.
I do like a conspiracy.
Before I tell you this, yeah. I'm going to tell you what Piers Morgan said.
Oh.
Piers Morgan on his telly show,
right,
when he was chatting to royal experts.
Telly show.
He said, I've heard a lot about what's happening.
Oh.
And he said, if half of this is true, it is super wild.
Right.
Those were his words. Now let's go back to the theory that I heard. The theory that I heard is that.
And it is just a theory.
It's just a theory. Is that obviously Charles is dying because of his cancer, right?
That's
and that
sad.
means William will have to be king.
Yeah.
But William doesn't want Kate to be the queen when he's on the throne because obviously there's something, you know, trouble in paradise there and, you know, rocky relationship. So he wants the new lady to be the queen, Rose Lady. Have you heard about her? So it's the media that have you not heard about
the new lady? What are you talking about?
So basically, there's rumors that he's added a ting.
There's a new partner.
With this Lady Rose something who's like 39, married to a 65-year-old Buddha, and so basically,
look at Tommy's face.
Tommy,
he ain't got a clue what's going on.
You know what?
I didn't know this.
I've been filming 14 hours yesterday.
Right, I'm deep in
the
this.
Loop all day. Right.
I'm going to ask you about that in a minute.
In case you haven't known, the media have been soft launching this lady as well.
Yeah.
So that we've been slowly
soft
launch. Because that's how they do it.
Okay.
So we've been sort of subject to a soft launch of this Lady Rose person. So to get Lady Rose on board and make her the queen,
yeah,
they then realize, well, she's already got twin boys. Now the twin boys would then have to be William would have to obviously they'd become part of the family.
Yeah.
But they're saying that's his boys anyway. Now the twin boys are older.
What is this?
The twin boys are already older than William's actual elder son.
Oh, so this is from before?
Yeah. So therefore it would change the whole lineage
of the
succession of the king.
Yeah.
And this therefore might explain the 45-minute round trip that Harry made.
Yeah.
To see his dad. What was all that about again? You know, and just for 45 minutes, and then he's gone back because maybe there's some issue with the lineage here, and blah blah blah, and what's going on? And this is what I read, and I was like, wow. I mean, this, you know, if that is strange.
It is just Kedge's theory.
It's not even my theory. This is Kedge's theory. But what I'm trying to say,
me and Tommy have nothing to do with this.
Any drama series
and
I just love it. I'm here for this.
This is wild. Actually, that is how I would describe it. If that is right, then if that's what Piers Morgan knows.
Well, I'm not saying that's wild. What Piers Morgan, but Piers Morgan said that he knows a lot, and he goes, if half it's right,
it's wild.
It's wild.
Right.
I've heard some wild stuff is going on. Because I've read stuff as well, and I thought, there's definitely something about this other lady that I read.
Yeah.
And I thought, she's on the scene.
If as long as everyone's all right, then this stuff, actually, this is going to be the best PR we need. Okay, I'm going to throw it one
more. Did anyone see that other photo of the Queen with all of her grandchildren? And now so this photo was taken a while ago where it was the Queen and the grandchildren. And you look at all the edits on that, and you're like, oh my God. Was the Queen here? Okay. Was she in this room? Were the kids in this room?
Can I give you my conspiracy theory very quickly, right?
Go on.
That this is the conspiracy. You've fallen for the fake conspiracy. Mm. There's nothing.
Nothing wrong.
The country is in the poop, right?
Agree.
In many ways, right?
Agree.
We're in a bit of a recession. We've got this election coming up. We've got no one trusting politicians. You've got police have got cracks in it. You've got the BBC that got cracks in it. Yeah. Government that got cracks in it.
Everything's
politicians are lying, right? They're all doing that. So the whole bit, And this is the best bit of PR for the country all across the world because the one thing that sells is the royal family.
Yep.
So now everyone can go for it. So that's what this is actually the smokescreen.
For what though?
For the fact that they're
going, the rest of the thing is shit.
Because
everything's shit.
There's no interest in Brits. We're a bit of a laughing stock. We can't get anything right. Yep. Second, what did we say a couple of weeks ago? Second most depressing, depressing nation on the planet. Yep.
Southgate still manager. It's all that.
Right. So basically, I'm thinking, guess what? Let's get a bit of juice going. Kate, that's what you're going to do. What? Lay low. Brilliant. You got any more juice?
So get the Armad me to start talking about this. The
other stuff.
So forget about the world bad.
Kate has gone missing and the royal family are in up. You can imagine all across American press. They all got crazy. All eyes on Britain. Yeah. And then the election stuff can just sneak along a little bit in the background. I don't know.
That's all the mess as well. Because like at the moment, Rishi Sunak looks like he's getting the boot by the looks of it.
Yeah, completely.
Apparently, they said keep other people they stepping said, they in. They're saying Rishi Sunak this week because there's something connected to Rishi Sunak and with Charles. And for something to happen, Rishi Sunak has to agree to it as well. So they were saying keep an eye on his movements this week as well.
Look at that. You get a little cameo from a little this wonder.
And then we're
going to... Is he involved into the royal affair?
Yeah.
Datty boy.
The twins.
Datty.
You know the two boys?
They're Rishis.
They're brown, yeah. Okay. They are. And they're called Dinesh. And
Minesh.
Minesh, yeah. That's it. And it's going to all come out. Stay tuned. We've got more from the royal family next week. Right. What are we on to? We're on to things we've learned.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Things we've learned. Well, I kind of went early with my little thing I learned earlier, but I've got the thing I learned this week, which just came up, I think, on a TV show. Mm. But it says the current Pope Francis used to be a bouncer at an Argentinian club.
Who did?
The current Pope.
Used to be a bouncer.
That's fake.
No, it's not fake, bruv. Look it up. It's on many sources. The current Pope used to be a bouncer.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
The Pope has always had a life of religion.
No, he wasn't.
There is no way he had another career.
Poperage.
Yeah, watch. I will look up the exact source. I'll give you a bit more. Satch, what's your thing you know?
That is hilarious.
Probably explains that big white puffer jacket he was found in, which was obviously then proved that it was fake.
Yeah, look at this. While as a student in Buenos Aires, Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
Yeah.
It says worked as a doorman at a nightclub. It's hard now to imagine the kind and merciful pontiff being all that strict at the Velvet Rope.
Lovely.
Can you imagine?
I think I saw him at Equinox once.
He'd be singing Kumbaya, my lord. You know, like just welcoming
everyone
in.
If you see him at the gates of anything, I don't think that's a nightclub. So just please walk.
You're dead.
Yeah, exactly. You are somewhere else. Maybe Heaven Nightclub.
The thing I learned this week.
Yeah.
Is, and this is a fact, and it kind of blew my mind because I was like, what a wally. Ronaldinho, we love him.
Ronaldinho,
the footballer. Ronaldinho.
Dino. Dino is important.
It's just your South
Dino.
London.
So. Yeah. Ronaldinho, the footballer. I would say if I had to pick top three players, he'd be in there.
He's in there.
Just because I think way he plays.
He was doing samba as he played football.
Yeah. He's just happy, innit, when he was, unlike me, DJing. he lost.
Ain't that funny? That's the thing that Satch admires the most. He's so happy in his job.
Yeah.
And actually, you're right. Ronaldinho, even when he were losing, he'd smile at a little play.
But do you know why I really liked him? He could do stuff that other people can't
do. No one could do.
Yeah.
That's what I like
flair,
the most.
The flair.
Even if he was grumpy and doing that, I'd be like, ratings, because you're sick.
I remember, because I don't have many football moments.
Yeah.
There was one big match between Barca, when he played there, and Chelsea.
He banged them up.
And he ran into John Terry, who's our brick wall, right? And he knocked John Terry down.
He kicked him out at Stamford Bridge. I remember that game.
Yeah, I remember that game.
Killed him.
Champions League game.
Everyone's game. That's John Terry. Yeah. And how was Ronaldinho just slammed him down?
Yeah.
Put him on his ass.
Anyway, go on.
Ronaldinho once lost a £750,000 deal with Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Because he had a sip. He got caught having a sip of Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Oh, man.
£750,000.
Fail of the, well, it weren't this week, but
like, that can happen though, isn't it? Sometimes, like, you know, you're endorsed by Nike and then you get seen wearing a Reebok jumper or something. And, you know, it can happen.
You've got to be careful though when you do stuff like that.
Imagine if you just want to have a regular life. Imagine you're Ronaldinho, but you go to your local, Brazilian party and the uncle just got all Coke on the table, right? Not that, real Coca-Cola. Yeah. And he's there kind of going, right, let's, Pilo? And you're like, I can't. Because if I get seen, they go, look at him. Who does he think he is?
Yeah, but he's not going to go to a regular uncle at parties.
Why not?
You never know. Of course you would.
I'm telling
you're
you. He would. He'd be giving it real, bro. He'd be straight down there.
Yeah, I agree.
Dancing around, having a few little
stuff. But I thought that was wild, though, isn't it? Like, that's to be fair, I think I thought about it. I was just like, if any of us were sponsored by something and you mistakenly went for the other thing, is that a big deal?
Yeah, it is, clearly,
when you're at that level.
Well, okay, can I be honest? Let's just Kingfisher, right?
Yeah.
So they obviously, they linked us
Love a Tusker. I mean, sorry.
Right. But, and I said, oh, you know, like, what's the deal? Because I've signed, like, a contract to be an ambassador for them and all that.
You can't drink anything
And
else.
It's like, no, you can. Oh. You can. They go, you know, if it's there, just don't post it. Don't kind of go, oh, my God, and do all that.
So, yeah, this is better than Kingfisher.
Yeah, oh, my God, this you is. Can't say you know what? This, I would have 10 of these to everyone, you know. Yeah. So, no, you can't do that. And that's it. But then I'm like, that's obvious anyway. So, yeah, but just so you know, Kingfisher, I haven't signed a £750,000 deal.
No.
So
yeah, that's what I mean. So he lost £750,000. Yeah.
I lost it. They're pretty good, right? You forfeited it.
Mad.
There we go.
Right.
Okay, guys, this one, for me, things we learned. It's a complicated one.
Oh, here we go.
You're going to have to use your brain cells for this one. It's tricky. It's fascinating.
Immediately patronizing.
No.
I've understood this, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. I've understood this because I'm Kedge.
No,
however,
I had to hear it three times.
That's your male. You're so male. And what do they call that? Mansplaining. That's it. I feel like I've been mansplained.
And you know what? This is a really funny clip I saw. This guy, there's a woman telling this man, he goes, why are you mansplaining? He goes, don't say that word. He goes, of course, I'm trying to explain something to you. I'm a man.
No, but it's the tone. It's the trajectory of explanation.
Yeah, that's in your head. There is no tone.
Why do you feel the need to say, you're going to have to use your brains for this?
I'm offended.
Why
right
are you
now?
Assuming that right now people are in some sleep mode at the moment or you're
I'm
resting?
I'm saying that this is, it's going to come at you.
He called me thick.
Yeah.
No.
That's what you're basically saying.
Yeah, how do you spell that? F-I-C. Yeah, anyway, right. So. 2029. What's so important about 2029? Can anyone tell me? I am going to tell you. It is such a significant year for mankind. Do you know why? Because we are going to reach the longevity escape velocity. And that now you're going, what is that?
Brilliant. Good fact. Okay, great stuff. We'll have more.
No, that's great.
That's good. That was really good. We're going to reach the...
that's kind of Christmas.
We're going to reach the Lungi escape strategy.
Longevity escape velocity.
Escape velocity.
What does that mean?
Longevity.
Hang on, Kedge. Let me switch my brain on.
Exactly. This is what I mean. You've got to switch on for this bit.
Man, there I was just sitting there being a thick twat. But now, Matt, not horseshoe.
Is it?
Okay.
Let me hear this.
Horseshoe. It's the same word as Gujarati, isn't it?
Perfect. Horseshoe.
It's a beautiful word.
Okay, so horseshoe is only, okay?
Your horse what?
Where's my hose at? Where's my horseshoe at? So you are saying, okay, longevity.
The longevity escape velocity.
Escape velocity. Okay, can I have a little guess?
Oh, go for it.
2029, I think this is some sort of...
We're going to reach.
Yeah. So this is some, this is some sort of movement in space.
No.
Oh.
Say it again, what's the...
We're going to reach the longevity... Think about longevity escape velocity.
Longevity escape... I thought it was something about...
It's really difficult to try and piece it together.
Summit in reverse.
Oh, that you're close there, Saj. That is a very good answer.
Because escaping means we're past a certain point to go backwards.
He's turned it on. Turned it on.
Wow, that's
But I don't know what is the velocity.
Proper electricity flowing through Saj's head now.
Got him.
Okay,
right.
So
all two of my brain cells.
Even when he compliments you, he's patronizing.
Yeah,
you.
I know.
He's coming up to my level. This will be nice to be amongst someone who's sort of equal.
Right, so basically...
Come on, Elon.
Here we go. Right, so one year we use, right? Every year, we just basically get 1 year older, okay? Right?
Hang on, wait. I'm with you so far.
Okay. Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. We'll catch you same time next week.
So it's 1 year of longevity, right? Because you've lasted for that 1 year. Yeah.
Huh.
So you got a year older.
Yes.
Now... With the scientific progress that's actually happening at the moment and the speed that it's going at, right, means that we are finding new cures every day, every month.
We're understanding the body better.
Right, so we're learning about our body.
Ourselves.
So at the moment, like when it comes to disease and all of that,
the
rate of cures and everything that we're discovering, when you finish 1 year of your life, you're theoretically getting 4 months back because of the rate of cure and disease.
Progress in and progress technology, in medicine,
absolutely
well-being.
Correct. Yeah. So we're only really losing 8 months, right? At the end of every year that you've lived.
Yeah.
Okay, stick with this. Yeah. So because scientific progress is growing exponentially, this means by 2029, we are going to get a full year back.
Does that depend on your lifespan?
No.
What do you mean? You live a year, you get a year.
So we get to 2029. You are going to be. That's what we're going to be getting back, because the rate of learning about disease and all of this kind of stuff, medicine.
Yeah.
They'll at the moment it's 4 months. We're going to get full 12 months back.
It's like I don't know if I'm going to. This might be a bad analogy.
Yeah.
It's like there's a current flowing against you. Right? It's always been pushing you downstream.
Yeah.
But now, every year, you get a little bit further up that stream.
Yeah.
You get a little bit further up that stream.
Yeah.
And at 2029, we're going to be treading water. We're in one spot.
And which is what Satch was
saying.
We're
not going to get any older.
Is that we're escaping this thing. So basically, the longevity escape velocity, we are going to be in that. What this means, it doesn't mean that we live forever.
No. Mm. No, it's got to tail off. As
a
graph.
Does it mean it's a free year?
No. He's saying from then on.
From then on, we start... you start getting, because there'll be so much knowledge and progression of medicine that we're going to actually, we'll be starting to get
effectively
younger.
Live forever, but until a certain point.
Well, you can die, whatever, at any point, you know what I mean? Because you can still be hit by a bus or something. But the progress is that we will be able to then get younger, because we're going to have so much technology. So 2029, so what they were saying is, and this scientist was a very clever fella called Ray Kurzweil, he said that all you got to do is try and get to 2029 in the best possible way. And he goes, watch what happens in 2029. Because if you get yourself and your body in a decent situation in 2029, then we are going to be...
Well, it don't matter. It don't matter.
No,
science will sort it out.
No, but you want to...
2029, do whatever you like.
You want to give yourself a good chance
in
2029.
No, you didn't say that now. Now there's conditions on the deal.
No,
you're
but
like,
I'm just...
2029!
Just get there, aim to get to 20...
We're going to do everything. Do all the naughty stuff.
Once you get there, But aim to get to 2029.
Yeah.
But obviously...
I'm living forever!
But it requires discipline and getting there. And so it's all about how you arrive in 2029. So all I'm saying is, if you can, think about that goal.
Start
getting the best shape of your life.
Yeah.
Start doing more stretching exercises.
Why don't you start a podcast?
That's what, five years.
The five-year program, Kedge. You could call it Discipline, right?
You know what?
Discipline with Kedge, right?
Discipline.
Right? So it's your...
You know what? In 5 years, I'm 29. Please listen back to this episode.
Yep.
And let's see where we are.
Right. And then...
The fact that we're already getting 4 months back for every year that we're...
Until another COVID comes and wipes everyone out.
There's always Satch. That's why he's here.
I'm just pointing out. It's happened before.
We are more balanced now than we were.
Medicine is moving so fast at the moment that it depends what van it's in.
It was
fascinating to know that basically the Moderna vaccine only took 10 months to basically trial out on humans.
Yeah.
And they're going to be at a point where they won't even have to trial out on humans. They'll be able to just set it out with machines AI technology, which will be able to then test billions of possibilities in a couple of days' time. So we'll be able to know about vaccine stuff moving much quicker. Is why this is going to happen 2029.
I'm like that with lamb now.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't need to test it.
Oh, you know when it's ready?
It's banging.
Okay.
Well, I'm good. So I get it. I get with the scientists.
So
I'm kind of like Kurzweil, Ray Kurzweil, Ray K, as I call him. Ray K.
We're
cut from the same
cloth. How are you going to be, Kedge, in 2029 then?
49.
We'll be getting your 50th birthday ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tommy, where are you going to be?
So how many, 4 years, what?
5 years.
52.
Oh.
52.
Ooh. Satch?
42.
How about this then? So this date, 2029, will be in how long we've been doing this podcast for.
So how quickly
that's gone, five years.
Oh yeah.
That's how quickly.
Interesting.
Will we still be here?
Will we still be doing this?
No, someone said to me the other day, they're like, you don't look older than 26.
That's lovely.
10 years,
That's lovely.
I'll take that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's lovely.
It's nice. On that lovely little positive note, me and my youngster buddies.
Yeah.
You're away next week, can't you?
I got scared when you did that. I am. I'm going to Centre Parks.
Hey.
Oh, that's not away.
Yeah. Well, this one is. It's abroad.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Whereabouts?
Yeah.
It's in Holland.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, there's quite a few in Holland.
So you've got to pay even more money to just live in a wooden cottage.
No, it's a lot cheaper. This is a whole other thing.
That's brilliant.
This is not. Well, that's no, brilliant. Got, no, I was just, that's why I'm going. I was because basically it's half the price of the UK one.
I was just so getting to. We're not together. It's going to be online.
Nah.
It's going to be online.
Yeah, it's going to be online. But yeah. I'll be in a lovely lodge. Maybe there'll be some birds tweeting in the background.
Oi.
It'll be all lovely. So I'll be out in the outdoors. So well done. I now have just remembered I must pack my laptop and microphone. Otherwise, I'll be on.
There ain't no podcast.
Yeah, if you hear me on a walkie-talkie.
Actually, I'm just going to put it out there. If there is no podcast next week,
we know why.
You know what's happening.
You know why. Fine. Because there might be, who knows? I'm in a lodge in the cabin in nowhere.
Well, you better sort it out.
Okay.
Dongle it or something.
Okay, there must be a business there.
Take your dongle.
Okay. Yeah? Oi, it's Mrs. Sandu to you. All right. On that note, we'll catch you later. Thanks. Bye.
Laters.
Laters.